let's just get going in the interest of time here. Justin, maybe if you could just give a rundown of the Canadian team's performance today in the fifth stage and how things are stacking up heading into the final weekend.
Yeah, I mean, today was another day where Rance Money really surprised us with his race. He had a great distance race today, 11th place, and that the team, Devin, had a solid race as well as Ivan did, and then Alex struggled today a bit after feeling the race from yesterday in his leg, so get a bit of a rougher day today, but all four guys are still in the hunt for the top five in the Tour de Ski, very close to the fifth place going into the stage tomorrow, and so we're very hopeful because Val d'Isère and the race tomorrow has been very good to us in the past with Alex claiming second place last year in this race, and so we're hoping for a good day tomorrow.
Okay, we'll just open it up to media for questions. If you can just ask for a particular athlete you want and your question.
Hey, okay, I'll open it up here. For Justin, I guess. Can you sort of rate the overall performance of what you've seen the team in the first five races here? And you mentioned that they all sort of have a prospect of finishing in the top five, but can you sort of give us a rundown of how you saw the week as it's progressed so far?
Yeah, you know, it's been a different tour for us than the previous couple of years. We don't have the as many of the top results as we've had in the past, but as a four-person team, you know, and as a team, the whole team in general, we've been much more solid. I mean, everyone's been able to maintain a really good position in the overall tour, and so I'm pleased with the overall team's effort and where we are as a whole team, but we don't obviously have that person in second or third right now like we have in the past few years. So, you know, this year has been a challenging year for us with all the North American World Cups and the schedule we've had to endure up to this point. And with World Championships coming ahead this year, which we didn't have last year also. So it's been challenging, but I feel like we're building right now on our results, and we have a lot of bright spots, and really, I think, you know, I'm fairly encouraged still. So at this point, in the overall tour, yeah, maybe we don't have someone set up to win the tour this year, but as a team, I think we're going to put more guys closer to the top than we ever have.
Next question.
Okay, I've got one for Devin. Okay, Devin, the last weekend wasn't quite the way you wanted to start this the Tour de Ski. How do you see your progression so far through the week?
Well, I'm feeling better and better every race. Today wasn't amazing for me, but yesterday was a good step in the right direction, and I mean, for sure, just readjusting the goals and stuff, and like I said last week, I mean, yeah, I'm disappointed with how it's gone, but I have two races to go, and tomorrow is the race that I really, really like, a NASCAR Classic race. I've had some good feelings here in Val d'Isère, and on the other side, the main focus for us is the World Championships, and they're on the same courses that we get to race tomorrow, so it's just a great tune-up, regardless how the race goes to test the World Championship courses a few months before the big show.
All right. How did the course set up today?
It was pretty warm. It was like +8 in Dobbiaco, Italy, so there's some glazing tracks and a little tricky to find kick, but our OAC techs did a great job again with the skis, and a bit of a tricky day for condition-wise, not for fine stretch.
All right, well, thank you, Devin.
Hey, thanks.
Anything else?
Moi, j'aurais des questions pour Alex en français.
Hey. Ouais.
Salut, Alex, François-Olivier. Tu veux-tu nous parler de ta journée? Qu'est-ce qui s'est passé? Raconte-nous ça un peu.
Ah, ben, j'ai eu de la difficulté à récupérer après l'étape d'hier. J'ai quitté tout de suite après l'arrivée. On m'a accroché pour aller au doping control, puis on n'avait pas nos vêtements encore parce qu'on était ici ici avec le bus, donc ça a pris une vingtaine de minutes, même presque une demi-heure avant que j'aille mon sac avec des vêtements secs, donc je relotais encore là, au doping control, puis ça a pris du temps avant que je puisse manger pour récupérer, donc j'ai pas aujourd'hui, j'ai pas le temps de refaire des réserves là, pendant la nuit, puis c'est assez difficile.
Fait que la péripétie de l'autobus d'hier va avoir coûté quand même cher hier, puis surtout aujourd'hui, dans le fond.
Ouais, je pense que oui.
Puis est-ce que avant ta course, est-ce que tu le savais que ça s'enlignait comme ça? T'sais, dans le passé, là, t'as démontré que tu te connaissais, tu te connais hyper bien. Est-ce que avant la course aujourd'hui, au début de la journée, tu le savais que ce serait une journée difficile?
Ben, c'est dur à dire, tu sais. Je veux dire, là, le tour est quand même relativement bien avancé, donc personne se sent à 100%. Personne se sentait à 100% en se réveillant ce matin. Puis, tu sais, l'échauffement au début, c'était un peu dur, mais, tu sais, je me disais, des fois, ça arrive, des fois, que c'est pas super à l'échauffement, puis que pendant la course, ben, ça marche bien. Donc, c'était juste plus long de partir la machine. Mais, ce matin, je me sentais pas super bien, mais je partais pas quand même en perdant. Tu sais, je me disais que peut-être que ça irait mieux pendant la course.
Finalement, ça n'a pas été si mieux.
Non, ça n'a pas été super mieux. J'ai fini 41e, je pense. C'était pas super.
Qu'est-ce qui se passait dans ta tête pendant la course? Tu n'avais pas trippé, tu avais tellement un bon tour que j'imagine que ça devait un peu te déstabiliser.
Dans le départ individuel, donc je ne savais pas ma position. Je savais que ça n'allait pas être pour un top 10, mais tu sais, je ne peux pas savoir que c'est tellement court. Hein. Un 5 km comme ça que, tu sais, donc je savais pas, je me sentais pas bien, mais je me concentrais sur mon ski et sur la technique.
Ben, merci, Alex.
Alex, Sébastien Boucher de RDS. Mes aventures d'hier, la contre-performance d'aujourd'hui, ce qui est arrivé aujourd'hui, est-ce que ça va te nuire pour la course de demain? Parce qu'on sait que la course de demain, c'est la course que tu visais. Est-ce que tu penses que ça va t'affecter ou ça ne dérangera aucunement?
Ben, demain, c'est un départ de masse, donc le classement cumulatif n'importe pas pour demain. Là, c'est tous les gars se lancent en même temps. Il faut juste savoir, on va voir là, jusqu'à quel point je peux récupérer là, d'aujourd'hui et encore un peu d'hier.
Mais est-ce que tu vas, dans le fond, tes objectifs demeurent les mêmes pour la course de demain? Ça change aucunement pour l'instant?
Non, ça change pas. Tu sais ce que je veux. C'est la dernière fois qu'on a l'occasion d'avoir une course sur ce parcours-là avant le championnat du monde. Fait que, et c'est surtout là, c'est la dernière épreuve pour roder un peu là, le parcours, pour bien s'adapter au parcours, être prêt à bien compétitionner quand le mois de février arrive.
Merci, Alex.
Friday, I guess, wasn't exactly the kind of result you wanted. Can you sort of explain what happened for you on Friday?
Friday today, you mean?
Yeah.
I feel like after the 35K was, I had a hard time recovering. I had doping control right after the race, and then we had a bit of problem with the like our bus before, so it took a bit of time before I got my clothes and got changed in dry clothes and got doing anything. So I just felt like the window to recover after a race is pretty small, and I couldn't recover. This morning I woke up and still pretty tired, so I just, for some reason, didn't recover.
Was it disappointing? I mean, you were sort of positioned looking towards a medal obviously before today's race. So is it disheartening to what happened today, or can you build off that for the next couple of days?
I mean, I didn't really have a personal goal for the overall, so it's not. I didn't think I would get it.
Yep.
I was just looking at more individual stages, so it's too bad because I felt that could have been a stage where I could have done well, but for the overall, it doesn't. Yeah, I'm not going for the overall.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Anything else? Going once? Twice? All right, thanks very much. We'll have another call tomorrow back to the original time at 12 Eastern.